Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Waiting for the recession. The Wall Street Journal, Jess, waiting for Godot, waiting for the recession. A period piece from the early 20th century in which a single actor on stage is always waiting for something called Godot. Is it the savior? Is it relief from the depression? Is it anxiety that will be relieved? You're never sure because Godot never shows up. Well, the recession hasn't shown up yet, according to the Wall Street Journal, but I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com. This is the Scala Report, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. And we go to a warning that says the recession is here. VC funds, startups face mass extinction event in 2023 is the headline. Chris, a very good evening to you. The VC funds fueled the rise of Silicon Valley these last decades. And as I understand it, it's the startups that I should regard as galactic dust floating around, using gravity to spin into a sun and into a planetary system, the fertile growth of our galaxy. That's how I was told to think of VC funds providing that gas and gravity for those startups. If the startups are starving, mass extinction, what does the future look like? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. What you're seeing with the VC market starting to be much, much more cautious are greater barriers to success for many companies, especially in the tech sector. The great ideas that may come in the Valley, in Boston, in Dallas, and others need capital as fuel to propel those ideas. In a market that is clearly constricting and the risk profiles are increasing, you're seeing VCs pull back and state it may be a better time to just wait on the sidelines until there's clarity. Markets can deal with good times or bad times. The things that they are most concerned about are the uncertain times and that lack of certainty, whether we're in a recession, not in a recession, things are going to go well the next 12 to 24 months or not, is what's causing a lot of pause. And that ultimately may suck the oxygen out of the room for a lot of these early stage companies.
In 22, week to week, month to month, you provided me data about how firms in Silicon Valley or once upon a time based there were laying off young people, their last in, first out, and Gen Z and millennials, but mostly Gen Z. And week to week, it wasn't any particular pattern, go here, go there, driven by for perhaps a cutback in online advertising. Was that a foreshadowing of the VC funds pulling back from startups? Is that what that meant?
Not necessarily. You always have points at which there's too much froth in the market. And I think it's arguable to say that in the last 3 years, the federal government pumped so much liquidity into the market, there was an excess of capital chasing good ideas. So you had many ideas that were funded that maybe should not have been, companies that weren't necessarily mature enough. In the last 12 months, you've seen the downsizing in many firms, principally because of two reasons. The advertising recession, which started at the beginning of the consumer recession, call that 12 to 16 months ago, number one. And then number two, companies that had built up heavily in the pandemic because you couldn't find workers at all, need to align and right size for this current recession and how to continue through that more profitably. So it was the balance coming back to the force.
Other foreshadowing, waiting for Godot. Is he going to arrive? Is it going to happen? This is a report from FreightWaves, which tracks incoming and availability of ports and container ships. According to their metrics, Los Angeles port slumped 32% month on month, Baltimore down 22%, Norfolk, Virginia down 18. Oakland, Houston down 17. Long Beach, California down 15. Again and again, Charleston down 11. A sharp cutback in imports in the ships coming in. This is from a global port tracker. What does this mean, Chris? How does this translate into a recession?
So, John, what you're seeing is the consumer tightening. That consumer who had all the stimulus money sloshing around over the last several years is now tapped out. You're seeing credit card debt go much higher. You're seeing auto loan defaults start to tick up substantially. So the consumer is focusing much more on the non-discretionary things like food, rent, fuel, and the discretionary purchases, principally which come from China, are starting to decline. So these port numbers that you're seeing in the U.S. are mirrored by the fact that the port traffic out of China is down between 30 and 35%. So the U.S. consumer is starting to dramatically slow down.
How does this connect to China? The troubles that we think we can see with the Chinese Communist Party becoming more authoritarian, more comprehensively surveillance. And how does this connect to the Chinese expectation they're going to grow 5% next year, some magic formula? How does it all connect?
So, John, if the U.S. consumer is slowing down, that foreshadows bad things for China. China is still principally an export-driven economy. The economy is not autonomous enough or big enough yet to work exclusively on internal Chinese business. But with the U.S. slowdown and even a global slowdown, fewer and fewer exports coming out of China means less and less business within China. There's a noticeable slowdown within China, noticeable hints of currency problems or currency constrictions. So if the U.S. catches a cold, China may catch a flu relative to being the manufacturing floor for many products in the average Walmart or other that come from China.
So if we're not buying, they're not growing, and their expectation of 5% is aspirational. Is that how to regard that number?
I would say probably delusional. The key thing to remember is that any statistic that comes out of the CCP relative to economics is probably false and probably greatly exaggerated. There's no way they have positive GDP now with a 30 to 35% decline in container exports. Any information to the counter from them is likely false and just propaganda for the internal audience.
I look to grow the American economy if we can't grow an authoritarian economy. Intel has plans to build 10 fabs in Ohio. I read from Bloomberg that the consideration has to be, is there a population, an educated population base to draw on for the workers we'll need at the fabs? Generally speaking, there's a demographic downturn in working age American citizens. Is that true in Ohio as well? Is the government preparing for the demands of those Intel fabs?
For sure, John. I think in the use case of Intel building fabs in Ohio, and saying this as a proud Buckeye, you have a large number of scaled universities in Ohio. You have a educated population. You have 12 million residents of Ohio. When you look at the Intel Chandler complex, which is a similar fab operation, that complex employs about 12,000 people. I'm pretty certain that in the Buckeye State, we can find 12 or 20 or 25,000 well-educated people to serve that new Intel facility out of a population of 12 million.
You've got magnificent universities. Are they connected to this demand that's going to come and be endless? Because if Intel shows up, the others are kind of coming, knocking on your door.
They absolutely are. The governor and lieutenant governor in the state of Ohio, Governor DeWine, Lieutenant Governor Husted, have done a very good job at aligning the educational system in Ohio to understand that semiconductor fabs are foundational. Because of the expense that goes into them, these are 20, 30, 40-year investments. They build ecosystems around them. And with that ecosystem, the Ohio State University, other universities within the state have been aligned since the very ideation and conceptualization of this to supply workers into that environment. And the beauty of that for a company like Intel is that the skill set is high. The wage compared to California or the Pacific Northwest is much lower. And it brings a very good operating environment for that semiconductor industry and a new silo of industry to the Midwest.
How is Ohio thinking about this? To augment the microchip production from Asia or to replace it?
So the fab that's going in Ohio is a 3-nanometer, or it's projected to be a 3-nanometer. This would be a fab capable of offsetting some of the most advanced capabilities that TSMC has in Taiwan. So this is a large company competition and a country-to-country competition to build world-class chips in the Buckeye State.
And looking to the future, Chairman Powell, in remarks to the Congress, says, stay the course. We're going to fight inflation, fight price instability. And now they're talking about 6%. Is America ready for that? You sell B2B. Are people preparing? We have about a minute.
I think people are still just reeling from that inflationary problem. And I think the greater challenge is political. Does Joe Biden end up being cast in the same lot that Jimmy Carter was, and that stagflation turning political sentiment against the current administration?
Finally, at the end, I worry about Ohio. That train derailment that led to the controlled burn in East Palestine, that's a catastrophe for everyone. Is the government in Ohio responding adequately in your measure?
Most certainly. Governor DeWine, Lieutenant Governor Husted, very stand-up guys. And as Midwesterners, we'll work through the problem, get it resolved, and get back to business.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, which is why I can ask him about the Pearl River Valley and the Ohio River Valley simultaneously. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.